The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN. The Higher Self Network. On today's show, we love to hear from you. Call in 1-800-930-2819. I have two guests on my show today. My first one is Phil Free. Many of you have called in the past to be shifted by Phil. He first began using energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms in 1998 and has continued to apply energy techniques for everyday issues to facilitate improvement for himself, his family, his friends, clients, and feels strongly that everyone can benefit from it too. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents. He grew up bilingual and received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. Phil has lived up and down the coast of California before settling in Tucson, Arizona in 2009 with his family. They haven't melted there yet, although I'm hearing it's hot there, isn't it, Phil? And we also have a special treat. We have Michael Deliage, who is Phil's brother. He was also born in San Francisco and raised by parents in France. He currently lives in Park City, Utah, with his wife, and he was always interested in psychology. And while living in San Diego, a friend introduced him to the Enneagram. He did further research into it and saw how insightful it was. It has given him a better understanding of himself and people in general. Thanks to the Enneagram, he has been able to give insight to friends and family about themselves and other people in their lives. It's so awesome that you and Phil are working together on this. I can just feel the power behind it. One thing that I wanted to say here is we are talking about jobs and people not really wanting to go to their jobs. Everybody's excited. I'm just going to give the floor to you and Phil here.
Sure. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for your audience for tuning in. Yeah, what motivated me about this topic is that Forbes released an article a few years ago, and they actually worked with Gallup on this, and they found out that 71% of workers in the United States and about 68-69% of workers in Canada were actually not happy with their job. Specifically, the word they used the most to describe what they felt and thought was disengaged. They just weren't motivated by what they did every weekday. So this really drew me to are people actually in careers that harness their skill sets in terms of how they process information and come to making decisions? And I think a lot of people aren't taught on necessarily how to look necessarily for jobs that suit their skills.
Yeah, do you want to expand on that? Why don't you tell us a little bit about why a five personality might not be the best to work in sales, for example?
Perfect. Yeah. So a five is known as the investigator. And they're very they're usually like to be themselves in their mind, very introverted, analytical. They can have some kind of little mental tinker toys in their mind, but very structured. But they're not going to feel comfortable or and being a where they have to be around people all the time, and they have to pitch whatever product they're selling to people. And actually, they're like being an introvert. Eventually, they actually get drained from being around people all the time. Not so much because they don't like them, but it's just for them, it's just a mental drain. So it for them, it's going to be a struggle. They really thrive in environments where they can be alone. They can really analyze data or things that are very technical and things of that sort. So usually that's why fives will struggle in things in terms of sales or anything related to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so for example, like you knew a five in that particular situation. Why don't you tell us about that person that you knew?
Actually, yeah. So actually, this he worked in for a Canadian company actually, and and so no, so this goes to show it works. You know, this is anywhere. You know, that this situation happens anywhere in U.S., Canada. It's applicable in any country. So basically, he was employed in a cloud. They basically did cloud computing, and they sold security for for your cloud information on the cloud. Well, he was so I knew one of his coworkers actually, and she kept on saying, "Well, this new guy is really smart and role, but he knows his stuff. But when we're in these meetings or presentation, he just comes off as very awkward. He doesn't always realize that he comes out, and things of that sort." So I was just kind of listening. I asked more questions. I asked, okay, well, how is he more detailed or is he big picture? I asked him about how he, made decisions. Is he more like, does he make decisions with his head? Does he notice inconsistencies? And then I also then eventually found out he was also an introvert, which based on those sets of questions, I was able to gauge he was a five. So I kind of noticed that. So I was telling his coworker, the person I knew, that, well, they're probably gonna have that's gonna create a lot of anxiety, and this is not a good fit for them. It's like trying to fit a square in a circle, basically. And I said, he's more good if you put him in like analytics in a cubicle, things like that. And I told her this several times over the months, and eventually I heard that meeting after meeting, they try this for 3 to 6 months and just no fit. And eventually, their boss listened to her and transferred him to the analytics department, and he's been happy ever since. He's been blossoming there, been doing very well there. But that's the great thing about the Enneagram is that could have saved both this person and his boss a lot, 3 to 6 months of hassle, had they been aware of this.
You know, and I just wanted to interject here that, that's what I love about this because, I've been working, I know you two have been working on this for some time now, and Phil kind of introduced me to it. And what I love is energetically, I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to be able to test, what number is that person? And with just a basic understanding of that, I've been able to empower people to shift and start to recognize what their gifts are. And everybody has their own unique gifts. And so when we come back, we've had a caller patiently waiting right from the beginning here. And we will take that call. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guests today, Phil Fee and Michael Deliage. And when we return, we will continue to talk about how to bring out the best in people. And you can call in 1-800-930-2819 and we will make some more shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parents, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guests today, Phil Free and Michael Deliage. And before we continue, Phil, do you want to share your contact information with everyone?
Sure. I can be reached at whatphil@hotmail.com. That's whatphil@hotmail.com.
And Michael?
I can be reached at m_delage@yahoo.com.
Awesome. Okay, so Brian, we have a caller that's been patiently waiting. I'd really like to take this call.
Okay, we could do that. The one and only Angela from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Angela. Are you there?
Oh, hang on a minute.
Hello?
I'll check it out. Hang on.
Okay. We're just checking out why we don't have her yet, but she'll be here soon. Hi, Angela.
Still I hear you.
Okay. So there's some... Oh, there we are. Is that you, Angela?
Yes. I hear you all the time, but you didn't hear me.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you. Phil, I'm going to let you take this over.
Okay, so what's your issue that you want to work on today?
There are a couple of issues. One major one for me is I can't sell my condo that I put for sale. And I don't have any other income So I need to sell that in order to move on.
Okay, so you want to work on selling your condo, and so you have.
I have other properties.
Okay, we can work on that. In the meantime, Michael, why don't you ask her a couple personality things? I'll work on you. And let me ask you, how much is it bothering you on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the highest?
It bothers me 100.
10,000.
Okay. Got it. I'll work on you. Hey, Mike, why don't you see if you could tune into her personality type a little bit in the meantime.
Okay. Well, good morning, Angela. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'll just ask a couple questions. And again, there's no right or wrong answers. It's just about what feels more comfortable, what resonates more with you. So if I were to ask you, would you say generally are you outgoing, social, like to be around people, or do you value more your alone time and you kind of recharge and like to be alone reading books or drawing or things of that sort?
Yeah, I value to be with people, but I actually stay at home more than going out.
Okay. You like being home more. Tell me some of your hobbies. What do you like to do? What are some of your hobbies?
My hobby is personal development. I like to work with the personal development stuff and the energy and UN method, and which is Colette's.
Okay.
Let
me ask you this about this is about how you process information. Would you say you're more of a big picture? You like trust impression symbols. You like to see what are the bigger meanings of things. Do you like to read between the lines about meanings of things, or are you more in like you remember the bottom line and you're more detail oriented? And you like to work through facts until you understand them, or like what I first said, are you more based on like your intuition and looking at the big picture? Where would you say resonates more with you?
I think it's a combination. I like to know facts, but I also read between lines and also would like to see a picture, so I would say it would be a combination of everything all together. It can be just one thing.
Yeah, and a lot of times, sometimes I think in life, it's kind of like being right or like training yourself to be like ambidextrous. Like, you'll have to be, we're all called to be like details and be with the here, the now, and all that, and we're all sometimes called to also be a bigger picture and things of that sort. I'll ask you another question related to this. I'm at home, right? I don't know if you drink tea or coffee or juice in the morning. Do you have a generic like cup mug that you have in the morning? Like something that's like all white, all red, all blue, generic cup at home?
No, really.
I'll explain why I'm asking.
No.
What? Well, so imagine like just a generic mug, you know, for like tea or coffee, right? If you're just to visualize one that's just all white and circular, what would come to mind? What would you say about that?
About the mug itself, or you mean the object?
What just comes to mind?
Mug?
Some people will. Yeah, the object. Some people will say the experience that comes with it. Some people might say, oh, I think of winter, I think of hot chocolate, I think of family get-togethers. And some people might just look at a cup.
With me, it would be
3 inches tall.
It would be a joy of having coffee.
So how would you?
Regardless what kind of mug, I mean, mug is not that important. It's more taste of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's more.
It needs to be good coffee.
It's more of
the
experience,
the one
like
what's
in it, like the people around. Right.
I hear you, woman. Nice cappuccino.
Yeah.
Would you say that you believe more? Would you say that you're very that you're a very compassionate person, someone that try, like, when you listen to someone's story or a situation, you try to really understand where they're coming from and really try to relate to them? Would you say would that describe you pretty well?
It would, to a certain extent. I am very compassionate, mm-hmm. but not towards all people. I mean, it's very selective. Some people grab my attention more than others. So usually not the loud one. They don't grab that much attention. I more pay attention to people right. who do not loudly express their maybe need or struggle or something like that.
So for you, do you relate more to people's like needs and compassion, or are you just more is it more important like what's just consistent and fair for you?
It's not really a clear line between those two. I am very compassionate towards people who are in need for it.
Very compassionate. Okay, no.
Do you mind if I jump in here real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Again, she's on the compassion side here. And let's just move on to the thinker, the planner, I mean. Do you feel like you like to plan things way ahead of time, or do you like to go with the flow?
Go with the flow more.
Yeah.
I mean, good. I like to plan,
hey,
but
by
sometimes...
the seat of your pants.
Right. Hey, Mike, while you assemble that that information for a second, I'm just going to come back in with some of this information that she wanted about the condo. I'm just going to get her strong to her value, and we're just going to get her strong to her childhood and her parental her experience with her parents. We're going to get it strong to her to her future. Why don't you tell me what you're noticing about her personality type real quick? I'll tune in more after.
Are you willing to caretaking and helping people? Are you passionate about
I
that?
I am absolutely a person who care and want to help people.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Care and
okay.
And help.
So you would say that you're very empathetic, right, with people, right?
Yes.
You know, like you really connect to their feelings. And I think what I kind of are tuning in to that, I would say you're the helper, the two. So the two is known as the helper. So a little description about the two is that they're always there to give someone a hand. They're like the loved ones. Like if someone's sick, they're always going to be bringing like a warm soup so they could eat, or like a warm blanket, things like that. The twos are like tend to like to volunteer or help old people with meals or volunteer with orphan kids. They're very outwardly focused, especially when it comes to service and helping people. Do you mind if I read you a few statements and see if you relate to these statements?
Hey, Mike, save it for after the break. We got a break coming up in a minute.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, I was just going to interject here that because with the three of us on here doing all this energy correcting, I just wanted to, before we go to break, I just want to ask you quickly here, what number are you at now? Are you still at 10? Or has that number gone down?
With the condo? Selling condo?
Yes. Yeah.
I am still very scared.
Scared, but what number does scared have now? The same
okay,
or less?
Okay, yeah. Just a sec. It's the same.
Okay, so we're going to work on your perception when we come back, and we'll check in with you again, and we also have another caller patiently waiting. We'll get to you right away. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com if you want energy correcting cards and paintings. And I just wanted to say I also have my very first call to dance manual at the printers, and that will be available on thetruthisfunny.com. And I love it because it's a coloring book. We'll be checking that out in the upcoming week or so. It should be available. You can reach me on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819. Let's shift your life into better.
Looking for some great family fun in a distinctly New England atmosphere? Hi, this is Joyce Olson-Resnikoff, welcoming you to Old Mystic Village. Browse over 50 unique shops and restaurants. Enjoy fresh air while strolling flower-filled pathways. Visit our duck pond or just find a comfy bench. Sit and relax and people watch. And four-legged friends are always welcome. For a list of village events and shops, visit oldmysticvillage.com. Come spend a relaxing day at Old Mystic Village, your neighborhood shopping experience.
Chris, where are you going?
Sorry, Gary, I'm running late today. I need to grab me some breakfast quick, plus I still need to fill the car up with gas.
One more time, Chris. Spicer Mobile, exit 93 off I-95 in North Sointon, has you covered. While filling the car with our mobile brand gasoline, you can come inside to Mystic Kitchen for one of our famous breakfast sandwiches or burritos and get yourself one of our gourmet coffees, hot or iced. Plus, because you filled up with over 10 gallons of gas, the coffee's on us.
That's great. I thought it was on my shirt. I sure do love those breakfast sandwiches, Gary, but I just don't have time to wait for it.
Chef Tim Sanborn has you covered, Chris, with our always fresh grab-and-go station, so you can bypass the wait, grab your sandwich, and be on your way.
I'm in a hurry today, but I can hang out a little longer tomorrow.
That's great, Chris. We have plenty of seating and free Wi-Fi.
Well, I know where I'm going. Spicer Mobile, exit 93 off I-95, North Stonington. I've been driving on hours,
Abby's Ski and Sports Shop Westerly is getting stocked up with all your warm weather gear. Great selections of pedalboards, surfboards, kayaks, spearfishing gear, and flip-flops for everyone, with more coming in every day. Ted still has all the clothing and accessories with hot deals for young and old. You can come in early and get an awesome selection here at Abby's Ski and Sports Shop, where Ted provides every customer with years of knowledge and service. 401-596-0375 and on Facebook.
Breaking news! The $4,000 Get Paid for Your Trade event at CentralAutoGroupCT.com comes to an end June 30th.
And so does your chance to win a cruise.
Only at CentralAutoGroupCT.com, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. Here's General Manager Filippo Marchioni.
The promotion's so big, it's a guaranteed $4,000. If the vehicle that we are selling is $16,000, after your clunker, you're driving away for $12,000. It's unheard of, only at CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Don't wait. Get in your clunker. Get down here immediately. Promotion ends on June 30th. Don't forget you're going to win a cruise with this promotion. The most ridiculous piece of metal we've ever seen, as long as it's got a VIN number. On top of it, one of the voters is winning a cruise as well. You're going to save a fortune on pre-owned vehicles, too.
Open 7 days a week. Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen at CentralAutoGroupCT.com.
Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
To give details, exit 28 I-395.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We have Phil Free and his brother Michael Deliage on, and we're talking about personality types. We're talking about moving on to a job or a career that you would actually enjoy. And we have been talking with a caller here, and this is Angela from Toronto. So Angela, Phil, I'm just going to get you to let her know what you've picked up energetically and what you and I have been working on, and also what we, you know, some steps that she can take here.
Cool. Yeah. We're going to need to get to other callers, so we're going to wrap this up here. But basically, I want to get a baseline for you on a scale of 0 to 10. Do you feel the same or different? And if you feel different, what number are you at now?
I feel different. Yes, I am. I am.
Okay, good. What number would you say?
Three.
Okay, good.
Wow, so that's an improvement, Phil.
Good. So basically a lot of things about worth and trusting. I'm going to let my brother just say a couple things based on the personality type that he figured out that you were. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, I'll just say in a nutshell. First of all, as I said, my sense is that intuition is that you're two, that you're a caregiver, you really want to help people. One thing I say is that sometimes you'll overextend yourself and do too much for too many people, and then you'll feel burnt out. What I would say too is that everything's, you know, with the house, it will sell. You could always just take a deep breath, just look at what things are selling that are similar to your house, and not take it so personally that it will sell. Just trust the process. Look at what things are for selling for. Because when you have a nice place, a nice thing to sell, people will buy. It's just taking it, looking at it neutrally, and just not thinking of it so personally, and it will solve itself out.
And I just wanted to also say what I was getting, and this is that your value is not in your condo. You have a lot of assets and skills that are being underused, which, Phil, do you want to just, you know, finish this off here, and then we'll take the next caller.
Sure. Basically, look, I mean, you know, what my brother is also saying in a nutshell is that, you know, you want to take the emotion out of business. So that's the bottom line. And don't personalize what happens in business so much. So don't take it so personally. And business is business, you know. And so this condo is selling, you know, it's business. And, you know, just as much as you can, when you notice your emotion, just get yourself centered. That's the bottom line. And it's okay to face yourself and look in the mirror and just face your fears and center yourself with them. It's okay. Remember, you know, you're okay the way you are. That's the way I'm going to say it. You're fine the way you are. All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian, we have another caller that's been patiently waiting. Thank you for calling in, Angela.
That is right, my friend. It's Rhonda, the one and only Rhonda from Canada. Welcome to our program, Rhonda.
Hi.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hello.
Michael and Phil, this is Rhonda. She's been calling into the radio show, and it was funny. You know, Rhonda was calling in about something that wasn't related to work. And what happened, Rhonda?
That I got more work than I imagined, and work that I love, being an artist. It's just been amazing. Are you there?
Yeah, like after you had called in to the radio show the last time, and I believe it was Phil who worked on you.
Yes.
You know, she's selling artwork in Japan, Australia. And hey, and thank you for showing up at the Holistic Market and Psychic Fair on Father's Day. It was awesome to see you.
Yeah,
and
that was
I just
fun.
Wanted to say, you know, Rhonda is going to, she's going to be making my bags for my dragon cards, special, beautiful artwork. And we'll be featuring that on the Tales from the Vector site in the upcoming couple weeks here. The dragons have been keeping me pretty busy here, Rhonda.
Yeah, no doubt. Me too.
And what's funny is Rhonda's been on my Float Your Boat call, which is my, you know, I have this once a month, and it's to touch in with each other and shift energy to move into better. And I've been using you as my barometer for somebody who has no bothers and isn't bothered by having no bothers. And so after your good luck Sean all over me at the, I had so much fun at the Holistic Fair. It was intense because there was some you know, some pretty big problems that we were moving. But, you know, I received a beautiful gift in the mail of a dragon statue from one client a few days ago. Faraz, thank you so very much if you're listening. And then yesterday I received a box full of all this beautiful handmade artwork for outside for my dragon. I have a little garden. That's Ella the Enchanting Garden. And so this manifestation of what we enjoy and allowing people to receive, that's something that that's how I love to manifest. So, you know, is there anything we can do for you, Rhonda, today?
How do I keep stop getting interrupted work? I just have to go hide out, I think, in the bush or something.
Talk about getting what you want.
I didn't catch what you said, Rhonda. What was it you said?
I keep getting interrupted with my artwork. Well, I got so much going on, too. But it's like every time I just get started on it, somebody pulls me this way. Or that way, or
right.
Whichever.
Okay, so I'll help you out with this one. All right, so and just for Michael, you know, Rhonda did call in last time I was on and save you some time. She's a four.
I remember her from last time, actually.
Right.
Yes, she's a four.
So Rhonda, as far as these interruptions go, it's we're going to strengthen your boundaries, okay? So it's like some people have a tough time turning off their phones and that kind of thing, and you know, sometimes when it comes to interruption, you just got to not let them happen. And the way to let them happen is not to let the door open a creak, you know, so to speak. And so when you are at work, it's acceptable to just turn off your phones and et cetera, et cetera. And kind of, shut things out if they're breaking your concentration. At the same time, if they happen to come into your field of awareness, just understand that it's part of reality. It's happening for a reason, whether you understand it or not. And it's nothing to fight. So if it's happening a lot on a given day, then, either translate into your art, or if it's too distracting, then, work with it. Go with, just absorb that. And then when it does get calm again, put that back in your art, whatever you took in from that experience.
Okay,
how does that feel, Rhonda?
Feels good.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a...
Yeah,
thinking.
It's
maybe
awesome. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for having me.
What's that?
It's awesome. My life is so much better since I've been calling in. Thank you.
That's a good problem to have, isn't it, Phil?
Yeah.
And I love it. Yeah, just turn your, give yourself permission to disconnect from, from technology every once in a while. It's a good idea for all of us. Brian, we do have another caller, and we'll take this call right after. We have to take another short break. So we have another caller who's been patiently waiting. And, we will come back in a few minutes. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We are talking about personalities. And we are talking about how to make the most of your personality to get what you want. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundations Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WBLQ. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I have some really good news for all of you listening out there. Phil and I have been working together for, 10 years now. And when he started really getting into the Enneagram stuff with his brother here, I was so excited about it because I can see the power and I can feel how people are shifting when they have this understanding about their personality. And so I invited Phil and his brother to come on to my show every third Wednesday of the month so that they can work with people on this. And so you don't panic if you didn't get your call in or you don't know your number yet. I just wanted to say, Michael, where can they find more information about this in the meantime, about the Enneagram?
So you can Google it online, and it'll be the EnneagramInstitute.com. They do great work. That's a great place to do. There's also a book called The Wisdom of the Enneagram, written by Don Richard Rizzo and Russ Hudson. That's a great starting point, and that will kind of already give you some good information just to kind of like develop greater understanding.
Awesome. And, Brian, we do have a caller who's been patiently waiting. Can we get that caller on?
Oh, but of course we can. We're going to go all the way to the City of Angels for John. John, how are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. Thank you for taking my call. I'm looking forward to talking to you guys. I'm a first-time caller.
Awesome. Phil?
Sure. So what is it you want to know today or help with?
Well, I was on Facebook and I saw a message about leaving a sort of a toxic environment at work, and I just did that. And so I saw the number to call in, and I right now I've worked independently for several years, I would say at least majority of my life, but in the last 6 years I was at a particular place, and finally, as of 2 weeks ago, decided to leave. And I still have wonderful clients that I work with, and just not at the same place any longer. And I'm sort of going off on my own, but into another startup. And the last place was a startup as well. So, you know, with startups and the stability, and, you know, it's really iffy, and it all really depends on who you align yourself with. And so I'm a little concerned about going into another startup, and I'm also thinking about just going off completely on my own, doing sort of the same work that I've been doing for the last few years.
Okay. Would you say that, I mean, it seems like this is this a long-term goal of yours? I mean, this job that you're trying to enter, is this something that you'd like to do for the long term?
You know,
I mean, are you looking to enter a long-term job at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking more for stability, but there's so many different things that I am interested in doing. And what I liked about the last position that I had was that there was an emphasis on creativity and being able to, you know, do various elements within the job. And the most important part of it was working with the intuitives that I worked with. I really felt my spirit was being fed, and I really enjoyed that more so because of the wisdom that I was gaining from being in their company. And connecting with their callers and things like that. I worked as an independent producer for quite a while. But I'm also a sound healer. Just recently, I mean, I've always been a singer, but I just recently stepped into the ability to play piano and channel piano through spirit. And that was of last year. And sat down with piano, never played piano before, and just all this beautiful music came through. So as I was in the shower today, I felt spirit telling me that you're moving towards being a sound healer. Yeah, and it's just, it's kind of mind-blowing to me, because I've always been a singer. What was that?
I'm going to jump in here, because we are a little short on time here. But yeah, it seems like you got a lot going on there, and you're definitely somebody who likes to look into, you know, you're very interested in, like, picking the right career for yourself or the right choices. So what I would say is that, you know, we're not going to get very far in a couple minutes of radio here. What I would definitely advise you to follow some of that information my brother just put out there. There's also some YouTubes out there about the Enneagram, too. If you start with your personality type, learn about that, and you'll see what your strengths and weaknesses are. I'm getting that you'd actually pretty in depth with it. If you wanted to contact either me or my brother, you know, through our emails, you know, feel free to do that, and you know, we can elaborate and get into a long time. As far as this show, we really, you know, we're running out of time here, and as far as just helping you with your concerns, all I'm going to do is just get your energy a little bit centered, so you're not so concerned and don't have so many questions about this, and just kind of the way that music flowed out of you when you were playing piano. Let's let the ideas and the inspiration flow, you know, through you just the same, and that you will get very clear on what you want and how to get it. All right.
I also am getting that it would be very powerful for you to write these things down. When people write things down, it's more solid, and you can start to really acknowledge all these beautiful skills that you do have, and start looking at how you can integrate them. And so energetically, we just put you strong to going with your heart and allowing yourself to be in alignment with the people, the places, the thing that are going to move you towards your goal. How does that feel to you?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. For sure. And
me too. And I love it too. Thank you for calling in.
I just wanted to give
Phil and Michael a chance just to say a few words here about, you know, what's going, you know, to say, because radio time, we're running out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go first. Basically, for anybody who didn't get to find they wanted or didn't, you know, we didn't get to take their call. And you can definitely reach us through our email, again is whatphil@hotmail.com, W-A-H-I-L at hotmail.com. And yeah, good information out there. Let my brother say a few words.
Yeah, just to think that the Enneagram can give a lot of insight. It works very well symbiotically with the energetic healing. A lot of times, too, is just people have differences, and it's not about right or wrong, but it's just like people communicate differently, and that's where there's a disconnect. And just looking at the Enneagram and energetic healing is a great source. And again, if you want to reach me and have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them at @yahoo.com.
And, you know, I would just like to say that, you know, love this combination, understanding. Anytime we have a better understanding of ourselves, it allows us to move forward in a strong way. And so just putting that out there, and, you know, I have over the years, there's so many different ways that we can share this information. I'm really excited right now. I just wanted to mention I have my Call to Dance seminars coming up in September. At the end of September, on the 22nd, I will have a free demo at the Holiday Inn Express from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then again, the following Friday at the same time, and that will be also at Holiday Inn Express. I'm having layer one in the 23rd and 24th of September, and the layer two, my very first one, on the 30th and the 1st of October. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who called in. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Phil and Michael. I'm so pleased to be able to, you know, share this information through you. And as I said, I'm really, really excited about you guys coming on The Truth is Funny and sharing this some more. It's been, you know, a real powerful experience for a lot of people. And I just wanted to give you a little more time, you know, to really do your thing. So, Phil, thank you very much. And Michael, thank you. Thank you. Listeners. And, oh, happy solstice, everybody. The longest day of the year. Isn't that awesome? And it's beautiful and sunny out right now. I'm going to go enjoy the day. And everybody else, I hope you enjoy your day also. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.